is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Vice President Harris has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. In a virtual roll call, she crossed the required threshold, but she said she's taking nothing for granted.
You know, it's not going to be easy, but we're going to get this done.
Harris became the nominee just under 2 weeks since declaring her intent to run after President Biden ended his reelection bid and endorsed her. She spoke to supporters virtually.
Later this month, we will gather in Chicago, united as one party, where we're going to have an opportunity to celebrate this historic moment together.
Harris said she's honored to be the presumptive nominee for President of the United States. She also praised the tireless work of delegates and volunteers for making her nomination possible. A rocky day so far on Wall Street. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks has the latest.
Investors lost their appetite for equities after the government reported a much weaker than expected jobs gain in July at 114,000, while the unemployment rate rose to its highest level since October 2021 at 4.3%. Wall Street is concerned that the Fed waited too long to lower interest rates, with the next meeting more than a month away. The market's volatility gauge, known as the VIX, is soaring to its highest level in nearly 2 years.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is savoring his freedom after being released in a prisoner exchange with Russia. He spoke to fellow journalists on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews shortly after his arrival.
I'm all right. It was a good flight.
What about the show of support?
It's Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Gershkovich was part of a complicated multinational prisoner exchange that also included the release of American Paul Whelan. Excessive heat continues to grip much of the nation, and that's a big concern for high school football teams gearing up for a new season. Brian Maupin coaches a team in Arkansas.
The first thing I'll do every morning when I get to the field house is I'll sit down with Dylan, our athletic trainer, and we will look at what's the current reading, what is the heat risk in the weather center projecting.
After an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, many Americans have their doubts about the ability of the Secret Service to protect presidents.
Only 3 in 10 Americans are very confident that the Secret Service can keep presidential candidates safe before the election. This poll from the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research also found 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears some responsibility for the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Most also say political division in this country had a great deal to do with it.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County missing woman was found safe, but Kenosha officials have started another search. A silver alert has been issued for Robert Vines. He's an 89-year-old man with dementia last seen walking near his apartment complex on 18th Street. And yes, Karen Wandry, the 85-year-old woman from Waterford, was found alive and is safe. It comes after a 3-day search. She's currently undergoing medical evaluation and is reported to be in stable condition. A bench warrant has been issued for Harry Waite, the conservative activist from Racine County accused of election fraud. Court records show he failed to appear at a court hearing yesterday. Waite had previously filed a notice to change his attorney. A person lying in the middle of Highway E in Summers was struck and killed by a car early yesterday. The driver did stop and call the police after the collision. Judges elected in the spring were sworn in yesterday, with Jessica Lynott taking over the Racine County Circuit Court Branch 3. Heather Iverson assumes the Kenosha County Circuit Court Branch 3. Both judges unseated previously appointed judges. And it should be a drier day at the state fair. The grandstand event last night got canceled. Tonight on the big stage is TLC. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans, so for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this Friday. So there used to be a music store in Liverpool called Rushworth and Dreeper, and they used to supply the Beatles and other groups with their musical instruments, and they closed on this date in 2000. Here are the Beatles now. It's Something on WRJN.
Something in the way she attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Thank you.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace cut out in my mind. Love was out to get me.
WR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Mark Eichner from the Racine Concert Band to get a preview of this Sunday's concert at the Racine Zoo.
Well, for the second week in a row, we have an Olympic theme, so we'll keep that going. And then we have a little classical music, an overture to a classical opera by Piccini, not Puccini, but the earlier Italian Piccini. And then some very popular music by the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Steve Reinecke has really kind of inherited the mantle from Eric Kunzel as the most in-demand Pops conductor and composer. And this is a piece called, it's sort of a little tone poem for the town of Sedona in Arizona, which I guess has become the a very popular destination for vacationers. Anyway,
it's very 2 years ago.
What's that?
I was there 2 years ago.
See, everybody I know has been there. I haven't been there yet. If I'd have gone before I programmed the piece, I could have taken a tax deduction for visiting. but yeah, Sedona is hot. And the piece is really quite exciting, too.
That's Mark Eichner, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 and check out the Racine Concert Band this Sunday night at the Racine Zoo.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine.
when I'm near the girl that I love the best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. It's tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Local news, Timeless Hits, Elvis Presley on WRJN. Did you hear all the storms as you were heading to bed last night? Nothing like that tonight. Clear skies and a low of 69.
Thank you.
Radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin outraised presumptive challenger Eric Hovde nearly 7-1 in 3 weeks last month. The incumbent Democrat raised more than $2.5 million, while the Republican businessman raised about $374,000. Yesterday was the deadline for federal candidates to file their pre-primary reports. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The missing Racine County woman was found safe yesterday, but now Kenosha investigators are looking for an 89-year-old man. A silver alert has been issued for Robert Vines Sr., an 89-year-old man missing from Kenosha. Vines, who has dementia, was last seen Wednesday walking near his apartment complex on 18th Street near Pick and Save. People are being asked to be on the lookout for Vines. He's a black male, 5'9", weighing 160 pounds with brown eyes and a bald head. There's an image on the KPD social media page. A bench warrant has been issued for the conservative activist from Racine County accused of election fraud. Harry Waite had a court date yesterday for a hearing about him wanting to change his attorneys. Court records from yesterday show that Waite indicated to the court that he thought the court date was a whim of the judge and didn't show. He had previously filed a notice regarding termination and withdrawal of counsel. The charges against Waite involves fraudulent requests for absentee ballots, a move Waite says was done to prove the myvote.wi.gov website was not secure. Someone lying in the middle of Highway E in Summers was hit and killed by a car early yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the person driving the car stopped and called police after the collision. The person killed has been identified as 33-year-old Anthony Mitchell. We're working on learning more. Severe weather swept through the area last night, bringing a light show but canceling a comedy show. State fair officials had to cancel comedian Gabriel Iglesias's set at the Grandstand last night. While the storms brought heavy rain to some areas, there have been no reports of significant damage or injuries. There was flooding on some roads. The state fair did continue despite the rain. It runs through the 11th in West Allis. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
I will always be around.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for fun in Racine tonight? It's First Friday from 4 to 9 p.m. You can scoop the loop. There'll be a classic car show, food and drink, and lots of fun.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. And if I'm not first,
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Well, it was on this date in 1964 the Beatles were appearing at a cinema in the UK. And what made this appearance so special is that one of the supporting acts was billed as a new and unknown London group. It was the Kinks. You really got me on WRJN.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay, just enough you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love ya, need ya, need ya. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
out in heaven, you know I love you.
That's the Ides of March with Vehicle. And did you know that many of the band members from Ides of March went on to become Survivor? It's true. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is owls are the only birds that can see the color blue. Now, how do we know that? I'm going to say I don't believe that one.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Strikes and bites await at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Score big with great deals. One topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10. Plus, discounted lane rentals every Sunday in August. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Plus, Angry Brothers Pub has an amazing way to wrap up your work weeks in August. Buy one, get one half off for the signature Friday fish fry. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Let them say your hair's too long.
I got you, babe.
Sonny and Cher on WRJN. That song makes me want to go back and watch Groundhog Day over and over and over again. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Hear the grassroots on WRJN.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired. Thank you.
smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent